Sobertones Christmas Party.
The Forces Christmas. This is BFBS.
At Christmas. Christmas Party.
BFBS.
Christmas.
This band has been around for years. They've been into BFBS more times than some people who work for us full time. And they're back with another bunch of festive treats in the form of a Christmas party. It is Mike Crawshaw, Darren Everest, Mark Franks, and news member Jay James, better known as the Overtime.
Yay!
Come on, Mike Howard.
Oh my gosh. Is anybody precious over who gets introduced first, or are you first?
I'm happy the fact that I was introduced first, so
And what a great name you have as well, I just have to point out.
Exactly. Strong name.
Why have you not trashed your dressing room yet?
Oh, well, that still normally happens about an hour before we go on.
Still to come. Still early days.
Rock and roll.
Looking back to, you know, early days, supporting Peter Andre, Stockport, Christmas Light Switch On, and here we are now in, I remember those memories well.
Yeah.
Here we are in Sheffield at City Hall. How has it been since Mr. J. James joined the band?
Awful! Absolutely awful!
Well, child period, but we'll let you know.
We have a little joke about it on stage, to be honest, and make out that the first person we phoned was busy, but genuinely, he was the first guy that we thought of when we knew we wanted to move forward as a four-piece, and I think I can speak for the boys when I say that he's fitted in better than anyone thought. He's worked incredibly hard. He's had to learn a lot of songs, a lot of harmonies, a lot of dance routines, and we're here on tour and just looking to the side each night, just feeling really proud, so he's done very well.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's the nicest thing he's ever said.
Nicer than we are at BFBS.
give me the money later.
So have there been many disagreements?
We never disagree, do we, lads?
James bought a real... he's kind of, in a way, I think it's probably your military background, but I feel like he's... almost like brought this fresh energy, and he's very, I'd say he's very, very enthusiastic. I mean, I'll quite often get a text at like 1:45 in the morning going, we need to do this by tomorrow. It's like,
He's quite demanding, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But it's good as well. Demanding. It's good because it just keeps us on our game as well. And, you know, it's great. It's opening up new doors and new opportunities for the future. So it's all good.
Yeah, we need it. We run around record label. We manage ourselves. There's a lot to go on. You have to designate jobs. And Jay's come in and really made that a priority. And it's great.
And you'd actually think there would probably be more disagreements or more thoughts from my experience, but actually it's fantastic because not just the creative energy but the decision making and having three heads. I mean, the boys in front of you are not only incredibly talented but they're also incredibly driven, and you know what they've built over the last 9 years has been phenomenal, really. When you look at the music industry as it is at the moment, to have sold, you know, millions of records, to sell out tours for 9 years is a miracle, really. It's been a pleasure to come into the boys and be known as an Overtone now.
I've seen you shimmy from your desk to the printer on many occasions. So how are the dance moves coming on? Is he doing all right with your dance moves?
He's doing well. Like, I don't think any of us would have liked to have been in his shoes, to be honest. Mm. He had a lot to learn. And actually, there was a really nice moment in Liverpool. We've obviously done a few shows and they've gone great, but something just happened in Liverpool and we felt it as well. But Jay came off stage and said, I feel like an Overtone now. Something happened on stage where I feel like an Overtone. So we said, well, calm down, you're still on trial period. No, but I think we all felt it as well. And he's doing really well.
Let's talk about September. The first time I heard this, I think it was at BFBS in the studio, wasn't it? I think you played it to me.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you were allowed to play it to me at the time, but you did.
You didn't tell us you were playing it to anyone?
I wasn't allowed, of course, but I could not. I brought it. In fact, you were the first person who heard it.
Flipping love that. Yeah.
Can I just say, regarding that track, for us, that was probably one of the most important tracks that we've ever recorded, because we'd confirmed Jay into the group and we'd had our plan that we were going to introduce Jay to our fans in the world as part of the Overtones on the 1st or 2nd of July. Then we were like, look, we need, rather than just a photo with the new foursome, we need something for the fans and the world to hear. So we recorded this song and it was so important to us. We had to nail it, and there had to be a great balance between our voices and everything else. And we worked so hard on it, and because of that, I actually think it's probably one of the best sounding songs we've ever, sonically, one of the best sounding songs we've ever done. And again, the reaction to it has been ridiculously good, like mind-blowingly good for us. And it was such a perfect introduction for Jay into the group that, you know, we were just so chuffed.
It's kind of set the tone. Hello.
Media trained and funny.
Yeah. But in many ways, for like the dance routines and stuff like that as well, isn't it? You know, obviously we knew that we wanted it to sound good, but also from a choreography point of view, we wanted it to be as fresh as possible. So, you know, it was really cool how it all came together. And that was the choreography thing we kind of thought of afterwards, after we'd kind of recorded it, but it kind of seamlessly all felt like it set this new bar, which is, you know, when we do the show, everybody just seems to love it. So, yeah, it was really cool. It's a great shout, I think, boys, wasn't it?
I think somebody's got a vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
Yeah, sorry, we should say we are backstage
Mark's just doing the hoovering.
So there's lots going on. We've got our band next door and we've got the crew rushing around outside, so apologies for the noise.
It's all good, we like a good hoover, don't we?
Pretenders while chasing the clouds away.
Toto's Christmas Party.
BFBS.
Christmas.
We're backstage at Sheffield City Hall with the Overtones for the Overtones Christmas Party. What would you say, career-wise, work-wise, has been your biggest achievement? What are you most proud of that gives you a real buzz when you think about it? I'm going to start with Jay.
Oh, dear. I've been so fortunate to have some incredible moments in the music industry. You know, from working with the likes of Booker T, John Legend, releasing my own record, the X Factor experience, performing at the Army Navy in front of 83,000 people, continuing the show, the big show on Forces Radio, BFBS here, you know. But I genuinely felt it, and I've said to the boys that all of those moments individually have actually built me towards what I'm doing right now as an Overtone. And it's just a genuine honour to step on the stage and perform as an Overtone. So it might sound cliche, and I'm not copping out because the boys are here, but I believe that all of those moments have brought me to this moment, which I feel incredibly proud of.
Round of applause for that. That's what I think, guys.
Sweet pack for Jay James.
And I can vouch as well, I've seen your face when he told me, honestly.
I was so happy.
It's so hard, like, you know, I can't believe next year's 10 years of the Overtones, so there's been loads of pinch yourself moments. I think probably we got a call from Gary Barlow when he was organising the Queen's Jubilee, and we were one of the first acts booked for that, and it was such an honour to be like stood outside Buckingham Palace in front of millions of people. I just remember being on the stage and saying to everyone, like, oh, get your Union Jacks up, and literally like, all the flags are up, and yeah, that was just breathtaking to be able to be part of that. So I'm going to go with that for my pinch yourself moment.
Like it.
I don't know if I'm actually answering your question with this answer, but the thing that makes
the answer yellow.
The thing that makes me most proud is making my family proud and showing them that I can do this, because it's been a long journey, and I grew up with my parents, and they moved to Spain, so then I moved in with my nan. And then I moved in with my friend, and then I moved in with my auntie, and I couldn't afford to pay rent anywhere, and this was all just so I could try and achieve my dream. So it's because of so many people in my life that I'm actually here, and it's nice for them to come and see me on stage now. I said something the other night in Southend, actually, they was all there. Everyone whose house I've stayed at was there, and it's like, I'm doing this because of you, like, thank you for believing in me. And just the fact that they hear me on the radio, they see me on TV, they come and see a show, it's just really, really nice for me.
Nice. That's really nice. If you make me cry now, Mike, I'm going to kick you.
Don't push that.
Don't push me over
thanks,
the edge.
Dad. To mirror what Darren just said. Again,
just say the money. Just say the money.
Just say same as
please. I mean, I guess in terms of one moment that is one of very many highlights, we performed at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. It was a New Year's Eve special, and it was live on television, and they were anticipating about 15 to 20 million people watching that live. But then down the mall in front of the Brandenburg Gate, there were a million people stood there watching. You don't think they're people. It literally went further than the eye could see, you know, with people. And there are the moments you think, don't forget these. You know, you want to take a mental snapshot to make sure that you're really appreciating fully the position that we're in.
So you have an enormous following. I see a little tiny snippet of this just through RBFBS Twitter, just from Jay and people who contact us and mention the Overtones as well on there. What's the reaction been like so far on this particular Christmas tour?
Amazing. Like, they've kind of left us speechless with some of their comments. Basically, they've told us that we've stepped the show up from last year, which for us is all we could ask for, really.
Yeah.
This tour was a risk, and we were confident that we were going to come out on tour and everybody was going to love it. It, but there's no assurances to that. But the comments that we're getting on social media and at the meet and greets is that the Overtones are back bigger and better.
It's bizarre, actually, because 5 months ago we were sort of saying, and we were doing lots of interviews about the tour, because it was announced very early that this was going to be the best tour ever, and actually we were living in each other's pockets, working really, really hard on routines, making sure the set list was up to scratch, looking at our production team who we've got working for us. And yeah, I've got to say, the lads and lasses behind the scenes, some have just got off the Queen World Tour, a lot have just got off tour with the Spice Girls. You know, we've got the best in the business here. But for us to make those statements early on and not really know how it was going to pan out, but now, night after night, us get comments on social media, it's the best tour yet. That for us has just been, I mean, you know, I get goosebumps sort of saying, and it feels like we're ready to go, isn't it?
Yeah. We do quite a lot of chatting throughout the show, and we take it off piece sometimes, and we say that we feel like we're on top of our game, and that's not us being arrogant, we just feel like we're in a really good place. We've had a turbulent few years, as you know, with Jay on board and with this new energy and some new dance routines, we're in a good position.
Let's talk about the Christmas EP. So how many tracks have you got on there?
Well, it's a four-track EP.
Yep.
On there is September, which obviously we've discussed, I'm very proud of, our first single with Jay that introduced us to Jay and the new sound of the Overtones. And then we have three Christmas tracks, Walking in the Air, This Christmas, not to be confused with our original from our previous Christmas album, but the Donny Hathaway classic, and then Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which actually opens our tour, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything on there really, isn't it? The EP wise, I mean, it embody everything that an Overtones concert gives. Yeah, there's lots of joy straight from the off. Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which is a bit of a classic, which we know Michael Bublé covered a few years ago.
What film was it from though?
Home Alone.
Home Alone 2.
Oh,
it was as well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
We definitely are really proud of it. It was a bit left field, really, for us to do Walking in the Air. Mm. But Darren suggested it and he described what he heard, and sort of instantly we were a bit like, ooh, that could be different. And I think that in doing it live as well, it's brought a completely different meaning to everything.
I threw in Shaking Stevens' Merry Christmas Everybody. It nearly got there, but actually I'm glad that Darren won with his
work. What was that other one that you suggested which was terrible, when you were like, oh, this is brilliant, and we
really
were like,
good.
We have never heard that.
It's called The Man with the Bag, and it's an absolute
you're like,
serious.
What
the
are
man
you doing?
With the bag being Santa Claus, obviously. And check it out, because I think your listeners are going to love it.
You just made that up.
That's exactly what we said.
The man with
Mike,
the bag.
Everything that you're saying right now is exactly what we said. Lads, what were you beginning with? What your first song? And Mark was like, The Man with the Bag. We were like, have you just made that up?
Do you know what? You wait, this time next year, we'll be covering The Man with the Bag. And you'll be eating your words,
JJ. Do you know what? I must admit, I was in a particular a supermarket the other day and it did come on. That track, The Man with the Bag.
I don't think we've got that on BFBS Christmas, have
you
we?
You wouldn't, because it's never been played on radio.
Never heard.
Jessie J did a lovely
version. She did, actually.
Yeah.
That was the version I heard.
You're being serious. Are you making it up now?
It's a terrible song.
It's a great song. Fonda Shepherd did a lovely version of it.
Yeah, it's a terrible song.
Do you want me to carry on?
No.
You heard of The Man with a Bag?
Yeah. No. No one has.
Nobody.
So we decided to go with Walking in the Air. We're proper chuffed with it, aren't we?
We're walking in the air. We're walking in the air. ladies and gentlemen, it's
The Overtones Christmas Party.
The Forces Christmas. BFBS.
Christmas.
What would you say is the secret of a successful band?
Really, it's not rocket science, you know. It's about working hard, not taking anything for granted, appreciating every opportunity and every success that you experience. As the guys have said, you know, we are very aware how lucky we are, and we're very aware how lucky we are to have the followers and the supporters that we have. So all of those kinds of elements all put to one with us working so hard to make sure that we keep on moving forward, but equally, you know, creating new music, pushing the envelope of what we produce.
I think it's about knowing what you are as well, and just continuing to do that and understanding what your fans want. We get amazing messages from fans every night, and sometimes we repost them on the WhatsApp group because it's good to constantly remind yourself why you do this and the impact you can have on people. And we get a lot of people through very difficult times, and we make people smile, laugh, sing and dance and forget about their worries for that hour and a half we're on stage. And that's a really, really powerful thing to do, and we don't take that for granted. So as Mike said, it's not rocket science. We go on stage, we make people smile and feel good.
How do you kind of keep on top of messages, tweets, on top of, I guess, Insta messages, that kind of thing?
To think that when we started 10 years ago, like, I mean, was Insta even a thing?
MySpace.
So, MySpace.
MySpace. Yeah.
I remember starting our MySpace page many years ago. God,
is it still in existence?
I mean, it might be.
I bet it is. It's out there somewhere. Yeah. I think I've got Northern Mike somewhere online.
Wow.
It's about three friends.
It's so hard. I mean, we do struggle because of all the different networks, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you've got Snapchats, you've got TikTok now.
Yeah.
It's all going on, but all of them are equally as important. And sometimes what we do is, like, allocate, each of us will go, oh, we'll go on Facebook, but then we'll just mix
it
around.
Mike's awful at social media, to be honest.
I think everyone stopped asking me to do stuff on
Instagram. I'll do it, and I was, the other week, he's like, I'll post this. I was nervous, but I thought, I'm going to let him, I'm going to be like a proud father and watch my son do this. And he was like, guys, I messed it up. Help.
Did you leave caps lock on?
There was that other time which, like, you know, he said, oh, you know what, I'm gonna do it, lads, I'll do it. And literally he uploaded on Insta and he came back, I've done it. It's all done. It's all nailed. And I just thought, oh, do you know what, I'll just go and check it.
All right.
And I checked it, it was all completely wrong, and I messaged in the group, and we're like, oh no, he's done it again.
Well, that was that real pivotal moment where we're like, we've got to capture this on our Instagram live, and I forget what we were doing, I think it was a TV, Lorraine or something, and you know, we did this quite long, like, involved Insta story live thing, and it's like, oh, amazing, and then waiting for the reaction, and there wasn't really a reaction, he'd put it on his personal one.
I know.
Yeah,
I thought he did that
on purpose.
Let's not talk about when we went to, because I'm sure that many listeners will remember the big show when I mentioned that I wasn't going to be the next day because we were all going on the cruise liner because of the people that had been stranded in Monaco.
Yeah.
So, you know, around 1,500 people stranded in Monaco. The Overtones, we all got flew out as a bit of a disaster relief to try and raise morale. So the 4 days was an incredible 4 days. Yeah. We had four great shows on there, but we actually decided to document the whole trip with video diaries, of which Mike was responsible for. Now,
I was really excited to watch it. Genuinely.
We were, because, you know, as you can imagine, we put so much energy into all of these diaries, these video diaries, which, you know, would have been incredible for lots of people to see and us to have, again, lifelong memories, little snapshots.
It's really nice.
Mike, what happened to those video diaries?
What a nice thought.
I edited it all on iMovie and it was great, and then I deleted it. So yeah.
He deleted the whole
I remember
bit of
thinking,
footage.
What do you mean he deleted it? I don't know what happened. It wasn't me. It's never him. It's my phone.
Technology's to blame each time.
It wasn't me. I'm telling you, I didn't press delete.
And do you know what? I've done a video diary while we've been out on the road on tour, and I'm very proud of it. I've edited it all again. I've got music on there. I've got text on there and everything. And I said to the boys, I've done this video diary. I'll post it soon, and they're kicking off about the length of it now. They're kicking off about
something. Put out a 35-minute video of my
documentary
one day.
Why don't we ring Channel 4 and see if they'll just air it?
I'll watch it, Mike.
I'll watch it.
Now then, folks, tonight is an incredibly special night, not only because we're here with you, but in fact, this is being recorded for Forces Radio BFBS. And in fact, tonight's show is going to go out to over 29 countries all around the world to our British military.
So, to the men and women of our armed forces who may be away from their loved ones during this special time, please join us in showing your appreciation to the incredible work, the dedication, and the love of our British Armed Forces. Let's give it up. Big shout out to Forces Radio BFBS. This is dedicated to you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of
gather near to us once more.
Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas. Let's spread that Christmas joy. If no one's to the right, you go to the left. Nice and simple. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Together through the years.
Through the years we all will be together.
The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It is Forces Radio BFBS. I'm Mike Howarth, and that was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by The Overtones.
Let's talk Christmas Day. When you think Christmas Day, someone is enjoying the idea of that. What is your ideal Christmas Day? What do you do? What sort of happens in each household?
This Christmas is going to be very special because of Franklin, who's now 9 months,
new
and of
edition,
course Nova, who's Nova Tone, who's 6 years old. So we're going to spend a family Christmas at home. I'm just looking forward to just relaxing and doing nothing and just enjoying the day, really.
What time should we be around? What time's lunch, really? Because you said you love spending time with us so much.
Oh
now.
Gosh.
So
this is nice.
Backfired, isn't it?
Yeah,
backfired.
It's just all about spending time with family that you don't really get to see during the year, to be honest. I like to spoil my nieces and, you know, all the other youngsters in the family. And that's what Christmas is about for me, children, you know? It's just something extra special about, you know, just watching them undo their presents and then just kind of enjoying the day with everyone, so... That's me.
Mike. See, for me, it is about me and the adults.
It's about the gifts, isn't it? The money.
It's all about what presents I get and how many vouchers I get. Like the guys, it's all about family. It's all about kind of spending time with our nearest and dearest. And honestly, my wife's been saying to me and my in-laws have been saying, you know, what do you want for Christmas? What can we get you? And I'm just like, I literally don't need anything. All I want is I just want to be with you guys. So that's basically it.
Yeah, we have quite a traditional Christmas at ours. It's like, yeah, get up and open the prezzies and then obviously get the old turkey out and have a festive spread. And
doesn't sound right, does it?
Yeah, when you phrase it just like when that. I say it for some reason.
That's good. Is that good? Why are you giving me the giggles?
What would you say is the best thing as a kid that you had? Is there anything that you got as a Christmas present and you thought, this is incredible? The
I
best.
I remember getting, I'm so amazed now, but I remember when I was really, really young, getting a Knight Rider. Yeah, and it had a remote control Knight Rider, and even had like the flashy red light at the front.
Oh no way! It's really good. Amazing.
Yeah, if only I kept it, I bet that'd be worth
it. I bet it would actually. Yeah, you get loads of cash for it. What about you, Jay? What did you?
Oh gosh, it's a tricky one.
Were you a video games kid? Or
no,
not?
I wasn't. I was a sports boy really, so I was always out.
Sports and spin top.
Yeah, I mean it was probably my Liverpool shirt. My dad got me a Liverpool shirt.
Are you a Liverpool? Did I not know that?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Well, I support a few different teams, but Liverpool
change, like,
predominantly. No, I've always been a Liverpool supporter.
You were wearing Huddersfield Town top.
Ah, no, I was not. Lies, all lies.
It was.
But yeah, it would probably be my first Liverpool shirt when I was about five. Yeah, so it was probably that.
Let's talk about Christmas songs. What is your favourite Christmas song? You hear it and you think, that is Christmas. I'll go. Band-Aid is mine. And
which one, though?
The first, obviously, the first.
Not
the Band-Aid.
Cake and a warm.
Oh, good. Yeah, not Band-Aid 2, because that was a terrible cover, as I remember.
I love that one. Kai Minogue's in that one.
Might sound... She was.
And Bros.
Were they?
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Really terrible version.
Related to our Christmas EP, I think one of my favourite tracks is a track by Andy Burrows called Light the Night, which is from The Snowman 2.
Yeah.
So obviously Walking in the Air was the theme of the first Snowman, and Light the Night is the theme of the second one. It's just really magical. So if you get a chance to check that out, give it a listen.
Daz, what about you?
I'm going to take it back to Nat King Cole. I just think classic, you know, hearing White Christmas on Christmas Day, sung by the legend Nat King Cole, like that's Christmas for me.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. He's a legend, isn't he? And his voice is like velvet, and just something about it.
Like velvet, yeah.
Yeah, just something about it. It just says Christmas.
Roaring log fire. Mm. Your grandma drunk in the corner.
Mark's going to be proud of me. I'm going to go 80s, I'm going to say Elton John's Step Into Christmas.
Oh yeah,
it's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah, I'm doing that. So plain and simple.
My favourite Christmas song.
Yeah.
A bit pluggy, maybe. My favourite Christmas song is, and when we were doing the Christmas EP this year, we all selected three of our favourite Christmas songs
nice.
To put towards the EP, and then we took about 5 weeks, discussing which ones we're going to make it. But my favourite one was This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
Oh yeah,
I absolutely adore that song, and eventually we were able to make it on the EP, which was really, really cool. So for me, my favourite Christmas song is definitely This Christmas, Donny Hathaway.
Thank you. Christmas.
The Overtones Christmas Party.
BFBS.
Christmas.
For Christmas, ideally, do you like the sort of home thing? Do you like to be at home, or would you rather just be away where you're with your family, you're with your friends, but the food, everything is done for you, you're waited on hand and foot, kick back, chill out, feet up, watch some TV, so you're not doing any of the stuff that you might normally do if you were at home running around?
Well, we alternate. So we have 1 year in Manchester, which is my hometown, with my mum and dad and, yeah, and all the extended family, including my auntie and uncle, and they live in Birmingham. So the following year, we all pile on my auntie and uncle in Birmingham. So this year is a Birmingham year.
Nice.
Which, oh, wow, means good for my mum, because she doesn't have to do any cooking. And actually, my auntie does an amazing festive spread. Really, we don't have to lift a finger, which is amazing, because we do all want to help out, but my auntie's one of these people that's so insistent, no, sit down, have a drink, and she's the most amazing host, and we just have the most amazing food, so maybe away.
Can I come?
Yeah, can
all
we come?
Yeah. Really, yeah.
Everybody. We usually spend our Christmases up north in Barrow and Furness.
Lovely.
With our family, because we're kind of dotted everywhere, really, yeah, all of my lot, but the majority are up in Barrow. And we usually spend it with my Auntie Sue and, yeah, everybody there. So I've always previously loved an away Christmas, because there's nothing better than seeing everybody and we all congregate together right there. And, yeah, you don't have to lift a finger because Auntie Sue takes care of everything. But this year, I think because of my own little family is growing and we've got Frankie and Ava and Vicky and the dads, I'm going to look forward to a home Christmas this year.
Yeah. It just sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It just sounds awesome. I'm still going to go to his aunt's.
Yeah, oh,
she needs to. She's very organised. She'll need to know now.
Michael will be there, yeah.
All right.
Scrap all that, family and friends. If you could pick three famous people, alive or no longer with us, to have Christmas Day lunch with, so anybody at all, who would you pick?
That's a tricky question, you know. That's such a tricky question. My first person that I would pick out of the three would be Gordon Ramsay, because he
got him in the kitchen.
Absolutely smash the kitchen and Christmas dinner. I'd probably say Ant and Dec, because they're one, aren't they? Let's be honest, they're one, because I reckon they'd be great on Christmas Day, and they're a great bit of laugh. Someone for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Someone for the music. I would probably nail a bit of boobs.
Nice.
To be honest, because my mum would absolutely
Michael
love
Bublé,
it.
Just for anybody who doesn't know what he's saying.
The boobs. My mum is a big fan of Michael Bublé, so just to keep my mum happy and provide Christmas entertainment.
That's nice. Don't forget she's not there, though, because we haven't invited family and friends.
Oh,
so
no!
It's a really heart-wrenching Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who would you go with, Mark?
I'm going to go with Kirsten Wigg from Bridesmaids.
Oh yeah,
she cracks me up. She's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
And she does all those impressions, so she's like having 20 guests, really, isn't she? So that's one. I guess maybe I'll have Noddy Holder, so he can just shout, "It's Christmas!"
Yeah, constantly.
yeah. And Santa Claus.
Oh,
big man himself.
Wow.
Yes.
That was a curveball, yeah. Mark.
Let's talk about the dinner plate. So we touched on Gordon Ramsay smashing out a good dinner. What were you having on your plate?
Well, do you know what? Having turkey for years,
yeah,
I couldn't get rid of turkey or those pigs in blankets.
Oh, yes.
Because it's just, they are just Christmas Day for me.
Yeah.
Pigs in blankets, yeah. 100% are going to be on my plate.
Jar of cranberry.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, turkey can be a bit dry, can't it? So you've got to cook it properly.
If I cook it, it's very dry.
Yeah.
You still eat it. You've got to do that, haven't you?
It's Christmas Day.
No, I love a bit of turkey, but I can't stand Christmas pudding afterwards.
Can you not?
I'm not a big fan of Christmas pudding. I'm going to put it
Are you
out
not?
There. No, I always go for the chocolate log as opposed to the Christmas pud.
No, I love Christmas pudding.
Do you?
A bit of brandy. Yeah. Christmas afterwards. I think it was 1 year. I think I was back from the Falkland Islands and we had so much food. My mum, as she did most years, would cook a big old lunch. I had second helpings of main course and it was like, Christmas pudding's here! And I was so full.
Oh, really?
It was the comedy unbutton the top of your jeans to fit some more.
Oh, my gosh.
So I did all that and then I actually felt sick afterwards. I had to go and lie down for sort of half, the traditional half an hour lie down. I genuinely had to go and do it. And you hear people talking about it, but I had to go and lie down.
Yeah.
But I love Christmas pudding, but even when I'm not, in the mood for it, I still eat it because I feel like I have to.
It's at the beginning of the tour, we had a fan Her name's Sue, and she comes to a lot of the shows, actually deliver us the biggest Christmas cake.
Yeah.
You know, we've got an Arctic lorry, we've got a huge 24-seater tour bus, as well as our own minibus that we've got
on. Any of them.
And it's like, so it was impossible for us to carry this cake. Christmas cake. So, you know, we're banging in this Christmas cake, but we've had to give it, as gorgeous as it was, Sue, who's probably listening, but we've had to give it to all of the crew to share out amongst them. And it was about a week ago now, and all of it is still not finished. Yeah. It's that big.
Oh, I love cake.
Yeah, so we'll take you on.
Bless you. What a thing to do,
though. Do you know what? We get so many gifts and so many presents at every single show, and we don't ask for them, but people just constantly bring us huge amounts of chocolates. Even our dogs have had their own personalised jumpers and things like that. It's just so sweet what people do.
What's the strangest thing you've ever had, Mark? What's the weirdest thing you've ever had? Either sent in the post or just handed to you?
Well, we've had a pair of knickers tucked at us on the stage.
Were they clean?
I'm not quite sure.
I had them on my first gig, actually. Someone threw a pair of knickers with J written on them. I meant to keep them, actually.
Written in what, pen?
Yeah, it was a luminous pink. And then Mike took them somewhere, and I've not seen them since.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think he's wearing them.
Crossed it out of rope.
Now he's lucky knickers.
Yeah. I'd say probably the most random gift, in a way, that I was given was a tattoo. I was asked to sign someone's arm.
So it just sounds like there's sleigh bells in the background.
Santa's on the way, everybody.
It's a drinks trolley, I think. This.
Even better,
Santa's arrived.
Bring it in. Yeah, it was a tattoo. Yeah,
so somebody had a tattoo done for you?
Yeah, so I did a show and ended up signing their arm, and the next day the tattoo was Love Jay, and it was the size, because they asked me to sign their arm. So I was immediately, I thought it was a bit random.
Big.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, because it was on the, it was on the top of their arm. So I thought, Love Jay, kiss. Yeah, she got it tattooed the next day.
Does she still have the tattoo?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so lovely. Yeah, I thought you were telling me it was a tattoo that somebody had done for you to show you, like a pair of knickers with Jay.
No, I just literally signed their arm, and, you know, they got it tattooed, and it was described as a bit of a gift.
The thing is, they don't tell you beforehand.
And I've got to say,
the worst autograph. Yeah, go on.
Mark's signature is the worst we've ever seen, and it changes daily. It changes daily.
Mike always says, if you ever want to do Mark's autograph, just do it with your left hand with your eyes closed.
Yeah, age four.
Yeah. How you doing, Sheffield? I would take the stars out of the sky for you. Stop the rain from falling if you'd ask me to. I'd do anything for you, your wish is my command. I could move a mountain when your hand is in my hand.
Oh, words cannot express how much you mean to me. There must be some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I pay the price. Everything that I possess, I gladly sacrifice.
Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh, baby, oh, baby. You give me just a taste of love to build my hopes upon. You know you. Close to me, it seems so far apart. Baby, given time, you'll have a change of heart.
Oh, if it takes forever, girl, then I'm prepared to wait.
Prepared to
the wait. Day you give your love to me won't be a day too late.
Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who. You up each time you're down, oh baby, oh baby. You give me just a taste of love to build my hopes upon.
To you I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh baby,
oh baby,
oh baby,
oh baby.
Do, 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 do.
Christmas. The Overtones Christmas Party.
BFBS.
Christmas.
2019 is almost done. Let's look ahead to 2020. What are your plans?
We've just announced our summer tour for next year. So we're not doing one, but we're doing two tours
next year.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new album. So yeah, like lots of exciting things going down in 2020.
Yeah, it's nuts that it's been 10 years. Just feels like 5 months. no, but of course, you know, like 10 years of the Overtones, it's a huge year for us. So double tour, big album. But we've sort of decided to start the celebration during the tour, to be honest, and we've done a version of Celebration which is available to pre-order right now, and it's on it's going to be released on New Year's Eve.
No way.
Which is going to be really really cool.
Is that
exclusive? Absolutely exclusive.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
Yeah, and
look
it's
at that.
Yeah, it's going to start the celebration to a year long
incredible,
you know, anniversary. So yeah, we're mega excited about that, aren't we?
Can't wait.
So celebrating Christmas and next year in Awana.
A lot of people away from home, serving away on ops, away from the families, away from the friends. Any message you'd like to pass to those guys and girls that listen around the forces world?
Sending our love and thanks to everyone out there. I mean, not having had a Christmas away from home, can't even imagine what it's like. So yeah, just sending you all lots of love.
I mean, for me, I was in the Navy for 10 years. I've experienced a Christmas and a New Year away from family. I know how hard it is, but I would just like to say I'm wishing you and all of your family the best ever Christmas, and when you do get to see them, get lots of big kisses, big cuddles, and I'm sure all of us
are
thinking so deeply about, you know, what, where you are and what you're doing, so be safe.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
It's time to come together. It's up to you, what's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
Oh,
hey!
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on!
There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Woo! We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
It's time. Come together, it's up to you, what's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world,
come on!
Hey.
Oh.
It's a celebration, celebrate good times, come on! It's a celebration, celebrate good times, come on!
Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Go celebrate.
It's gonna be
it's
digital radio, FM, and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air around the world.
This is Forces Radio, BFBS.